Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those tiny, but powerful D&D moments that can make a track feel alive, a midnight Amen Pirate Radio transition. Now, what is that? Think short, gritty, and atmospheric. It's the kind of bridge that sounds like your tune ducks into an underground broadcast for a few bars, throws in some tape hiss, a chopped Amen fill, maybe a little radio chatter energy, and then snaps hard into the next section. In jungle and old school D&B, that little moment can make the whole track feel more authentic, more cinematic, and way more DJ-friendly. And the good news is, you do not need crazy sound design for this. We're using a beginner-friendly workflow in Ableton Live 12, mostly with stock devices, to build a transition that feels intentional and reusable. For this lesson, we're aiming for a 4-to-8-bar transition. It should have three main parts: pirate radio atmosphere, an Amen-style drum fill, and a small bass cue that helps the next section hit harder. The whole thing should feel like a scene change, not a full breakdown. That's important. We want quick, focused energy, because D&B moves fast. Let's start by setting up the arrangement. Open your project at a jungle-friendly tempo, around 170 to 174 BPM. If you already have a drop, an intro, or a breakdown in place, duplicate the area around it and leave yourself 4 or 8 empty bars where the transition will live. Keeping the project organized here saves a ton of time later, especially if you're newer to arrangement. Create a few simple tracks, one for drums or break, one for sub or bass, one for noise or atmosphere, and one for FX or radio-style sounds. If you already use return tracks for reverb and delay, great, keep those ready too. The idea is to think in rolls, not in tons of random tracks. One layer gives texture, one gives motion, one gives impact. That's it. Clean and focused. Now let's build the pirate radio atmosphere. For this, you can use Simpler, Operator, or Analog. If you want the easiest route, load a short noise sample into Simpler. Something like hiss, vinyl noise, or a radio stack clip works great. Put it in classic mode, then shape it with filtering. Start with a low-pass filter around 5 to 8 kHz, keep the resonance modest, and set a short attack with a medium decay if you want it to pulse slightly. Then add auto-filter after it and automate the cutoff. A nice movement is to start dark, around 300 Hz or so, and open it up toward 3 to 6 kHz as the transition builds. That movement makes it feel like the signal is coming into focus. That's the pirate radio illusion right there. A good teacher tip here: keep this layer low in the mix. It should feel like a bed underneath the drums, not the main event. If the noise is too loud, it steals attention from the groove. In D&B, the drums and sub need to own the center. Next, let's make the Amen the star of the transition. Load your break into Simpler or drum rack. If you're a beginner, a simple audio clip arrangement is totally fine. You do not need to turn this into a surgical editing session. The goal is to keep the break recognizable, but give it a little drama. Start by placing your break across the phrase. For the first couple of bars, keep the loop mostly intact. Then in the third bar, cut out a kick or snare for tension. In the final bar, add a quick chopped fill that points toward the downbeat of the next section. One really solid beginner move is to duplicate the break clip. Delete one or two hits near the end of the phrase, and then add a tiny reverse or pickup hit before the changeover. That alone can create a convincing transition. You do not need to chop every single hit. In fact, over-editing is one of the fastest ways to make a break feel weak. Keep the shape clear. If the break needs more punch, try drum bus for some transient smack, EQ8 to cut mud around 200 to 400 Hz, and a little saturator for grit. You do not need to overdo the distortion. Just enough drive to make the snare speak a bit harder. And if the break feels too flat, layer a second copy quietly under it with the low end filtered out. That way, the hats and snare can crack through without building up too much bass clutter. This is one of those simple layering tricks that can make a huge difference. Now let's add some ghost notes and call and response movement. Old school jungle feels alive because the drums answer themselves. They don't just loop, they talk back. So add a few subtle ghost notes. That could be a very quiet snare before the main snare, a tiny kick pickup, or a late hat just before the phrase turns over. If you're working in MIDI, keep those ghost notes much lower in velocity than your main hits. If you're editing audio slices, lower the clip gain a little. The goal is not to make them obvious. The goal is to create forward motion and a sense of swagger. A nice way to think about it is this: the first two bars establish the groove, the next two bars add variation, and the final bar creates a little stop-and-go energy before the drop or next section lands. In D&B, small changes feel big because the tempo is already driving so hard. Now we need a bass cue. This transition does not need a full bass line, it just needs a hint of what's coming next. Use operator for a clean sub, or wavitable or analog if you want a rougher bass color. You can keep it very simple. One root note, a short envelope, maybe a little pitch movement downward into the downbeat. A sub swell works really well here. Set a low pass so it stays focused around the low end, and keep the release short, maybe around 100 to 250 milliseconds, so it doesn't smear into the next section. If you want a slightly more aggressive cue, add a touch of saturator. Just a small amount can help the bass translate on smaller speakers. If you want a Reese hint, duplicate the bass and add very light detune or filter motion. But keep the sub centered. The low end should stay mono and solid. Save the stereo fun for the upper harmonics and effects. At this point, the transition already has a structure. But what gives it that pirate radio identity is processing. So let's make it feel broadcasted. Try putting Redux, saturator, and auto filter on the atmosphere or lightly on the break group. Redux can add a worn, grainy feel if you use it subtly. Saturator can thicken the sound and make the drums feel more physical. Auto filter can sweep the whole thing, so it sounds like the signal is ducking in and out. If you want extra grit, erosion is a good choice too. Use it lightly. You're aiming for dusty, not destroyed. And a really smart workflow move here is to group those effect devices into an audio effect rack. That way, you can control the whole radio character with one macro later. Great for beginners and great for a reuse in future tracks. Now comes the part that really makes the transition work, automation. You do not need automation everywhere. You just need a few important lanes. Focus on things like atmosphere filter cutoff, break volume, bass filter or pitch, and maybe a reverb or delay send on the last snare or chopped hit. A simple automation shape could look like this. The first two bars stay dark and filtered, then the third bar opens up slightly and the drums get a little more active, then the final bar cuts out one or two elements and adds a fill, and finally the next section snaps back in with impact. That snap back is important. The best transitions create contrast. If everything keeps rising forever, the drop loses power. Sometimes the most effective move is to briefly remove something, then bring it back. Here's another good tip. At 170 plus BPM, even tiny automation changes feel dramatic. You do not need giant risers. You need precise movement. Now let's arrange it like a DJ would think about it. A very solid shape is 4 bars of atmosphere and break, 2 bars of increased varination, 1 bar of fill or stop, and then 1 bar for the next section to hit. That keeps the phrasing clear and makes the track feel easy to follow, even when it gets gritty. If you want the transition to feel more old school, think about how a selector would move through a set. The transition should prepare the next phrase. It should not just exist for its own sake. Keep the important hits landing on the 1 or the 3. That helps listeners and DJs feel the structure, even if the texture gets wild. Before we wrap up, do a quick cleanup pass. Group your break, atmosphere, bass, and effects into their own buses if you haven't already. Use EQ8 where needed. High pass the atmosphere so it doesn't crowd the low end. Cut any harshness if the radio noise fights the snare. Use utility on the bass group to keep the low end centered and stable. And if the transition feels good, resample it. Freeze it, flatten it, or print it to audio. This is a classic DNB workflow move because it lets you commit, arrange faster, and reuse the moment in other tracks later. A lot of great transitions come from resampling your own edits and then chopping them again. Let's talk about the common mistakes to avoid. First, too much radio noise. If the hiss is louder than the drums, pull it back and high-pass it more aggressively. Second, over-editing the amen. Keep it recognizable. One or two strong edits usually hit harder than a million tiny ones. Third, don't make the bass too wide. Keep the sub focused and mono. Fourth, pay attention to phrase structure. The fill should land at the end of a 4 or 8 bar section. And finally, don't automate everything. Pick 2 to 4 lanes that matter most. A few extra pro tips before you try this yourself. If you want the break to bite harder, use saturation before EQ. If you want more impact, add a micro stop right before the drop. If you want a more authentic feel, resample the transition and rechop it. If you want a darker contrast, pair a dirty break fill with a clean, hard downbeat, and always check the low end in mono. Here is your practice challenge. Set your project to 172 BPM. Duplicate a break loop and create a 4-bar transition zone. Add one atmosphere layer using simpler with noise or hiss. Put saturator and auto filter on it. Chop the break so the final bar has one clear fill and one silence moment. Add a simple sub note or bass swell on the last beat. automate the atmosphere filter from dark to slightly brighter. Then bounce the transition to audio and listen back twice. After that, make a second version right away. Make the break fill shorter, lower the atmosphere a little, add one more ghost snare, and compare which version feels stronger. The big takeaway is this: a strong Midnight Amen Pirate Radio transition is built from simple parts with clear phrasing, filtered atmosphere, chopped Amen energy, a controlled bass cue, and a few smart automation moves are enough to create a convincing jungle or old-school DNB bridge in Ableton Live 12. If it sounds like a pirate broadcast sneaking through a ruined warehouse right before the drop hits, you're in the zone. All right, go build it, bounce it, and let that Amen talk.